It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Graham. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
A disappointing loss for the San Jose Sharks at the end of their road trip. Final score, the Buffalo Sabres 6, the San Jose Sharks 3, in front of a crowd of 13,655 fans on a Sunday at KeyBank Center in Buffalo. Time now for the instant replay for all of the activity that happened in the contest tonight. Things started off with Buffalo taking advantage of the Sharks on the power play, and at 9:19 of the first, a one-time shot by the talented Tage Thompson put the Sabres in front. Cousins behind the back pass from the right circle up to Dahlin to the left side, and they score! That is a one-time shot by Tage Thompson. First of all, a brilliant pass to Rasmus Dahlin, and he just fed it over there, and a blast by the big guy, Tage Thompson. That is a power play goal, and so it's 1-0 Buffalo. 9:19 the time of it. Thompson's 16th of the season. Dahlin and Dylan Cousins got the assists, and Cousins his first of three assists on the night. Nick Menino was struggling to put the puck in the net all season long. He had so many frustrating moments, and finally it paid off at 13:40 as he got in front and got a perfect pass from Luke Cunnan and tied it up. Bechnikov in forechecking, trying to get it, forced a turnover. Carlson under pressure, gives to Cunnan, holds the puck, loses on the stick check, but Megna kept it in, and he spins behind the net, and there's Svechnikov reaching for the bouncing play. Couldn't get it. Neither could Carlson, but Cunnan does a good job to keep in. To Bonino, turns, shoots, and scores! Nick Bonino in the slot goes top shelf, and he ties the game at one. Great goal by Bonino, his first of the season, from Luke Cunnan and from Erik Karlsson at 13 minutes and 40 seconds of the first period. At this point, things were looking okay, but a couple of bad signs did occur. Kevin LeBanc got the first of two delay of game over glass penalties. That's something that would hurt the Sharks and would thwart their attempt at any progress. But they would take a 2-1 lead when they got a power play goal of their own. Dylan Cousins was in the box with a vicious boarding hit on Yevgeny Svechnikov at 14:50, and it would be Kevin LeBanc that would show no hesitation in putting the Sharks in front. There's just a scramble for it. Nice play by Nieto to the point. Fed near side, and a shot. LeBanc, score! What a goal by Kevin LeBanc, and a beautiful pass from Benning on the point. The Sharks take the lead with a power play goal, and it's Kevin LeBanc who fires it in. It was his fifth of the season. Matt Benning and Matt Nieto getting their first assists on the power play in a number of years as they were thrown out there by Coach David Quinn. Time of the goal, 16:19. The Sharks had the 2-1 lead at the end of the first period. But then the second period began with disaster. Barabanov chasing behind the net. Checked there by Cousins, who gets back. Nice pass up the left side. Paterka. He has Carlson beat. He's down the left side. Shoot. Score! J.J. Paterka, one of the young kids on the kid line, flying up the left wing side. Carlson gave him just a little bit of room, and a long pass by Cousins was right on the tape. And Paterka flew down the left wing and beat goaltender Arundel up top. First shot on goal of the second period, just 16 seconds in, and this game is tied 2-2. Not exactly accurate from your friendly neighborhood play-by-play announcer, as it was on the tape, but it was on the tape because the way Paterka played it off of his skate, that was a real dagger to the Sharks in the opening minute of the second.
You don't want to give up a goal like that 16 seconds in. Yeah, I think Carlson was a little bit aggressive. He was over the center line in on the offensive zone, and that could have been something they talked about in between the first and second, saying, hey, if Carlson's going to be aggressive, let's spring a guy out the left side. Well, they literally looked for it right off the faceoff. They fired all the way over. You're right. He picked it up off his skate beautifully, puts himself in on a breakaway, and beats Arundel off the glove and in.
That was one of the critical goals against the Sharks had to deal with on this road trip. 16 seconds in, Paterka sixth from Cousins. It was 2-2. And then at 4:21 of the second period, another dagger in the hearts of Sharks fans everywhere as Jeff Skinner scores to make it 3-2. Here comes Skinner down the right for Buffalo. Into the zone, cuts in front. He's got Dell down, and he scores! Nick Cheek looked like he was tangled up in front. Along with Dell, both going down. Dell losing his stick, and Jeff Skinner, who always seems to score against the San Jose Sharks, gets another one, and the Buffalo Sabres have a 3-2 lead. Skinner having the space because Nick Bonino trying to dive and stop him couldn't do it. Skinner getting his 12th. Henry Jokiharju getting the assist at 4:21. That made the score 3-2 Sabres, and Buffalo was off to the races. They would get the eventual game-winning goal with their second power play goal of the game at 13:45. Now here come the Sharks changing players, and three guys get out there quickly and race in. Here are the Sabres making the move. Jack Quinn tees up, shoot, score! Well, that was a brilliant toe drag by Jack Quinn as the Sharks put three fresh players on the ice. Looked like they were going to get there in time, but that one little maneuver, they call it the toe drag by Quinn, gets the puck in position, and he beats Aaron Dell. That is a power play goal for Buffalo, and they're on top 4-2 with 6:15 left in the second. Time of the goal, 13:45, period number two. Jack Quinn's first of two on the night, fifth of the year from Olofsson and Dahlin. And so at the end of two, the Sabres had a two-goal lead. They'd keep it going in the third at 11:23. As hard as the Sharks tried to push, the Sabres took more control, and Quinn would get his second one. Magnus getting back, but here's Cousins across the line, feet to the left, shot, score! Well, there's Jack Quinn again, racing into the zone. This kid is a sniper. And moving down the wing, the Sharks just couldn't keep up with the speedy Sabre forwards on the right wing side. That was Cousins moving in, and Quinn heading for the front, a right-handed shot. Snapped it home for his second goal of the game. That'll be his sixth of the season, and it is 5-2 Buffalo. And Dylan Cousins gets his third assist of the night on that play, 5-2 in favor of Buffalo. And then, shortly after that, the San Jose Sharks came right back, about 20 seconds later, in fact, and Oscar Lindblom, like Nick Bonino before him, found the net for the first time this year. Rebound, Vlasic in deep, sends near side. Lindblom has it on his backhand, throws to the net, score! Oscar Lindblom gets his own rebound and knocks it through. That should be his first of the year, and that gets the Sharks' third goal on the board. He got the rebound, and he banged it in with another backhander, Jonah Gadjevich, as that first shot came off the pads of the goaltender for the Sabres, was able to tip it back to Lindblom. So Oscar gets his first goal as a Shark and first of the year. Gadjevich and Vlasic got the assists, and the Sharks made it 5-3. Now, at that point, you figure, well, there's still time left in the game. After all, about 8 minutes. All you need is one break to go your way, and you made a game of it, and all of a sudden, the Sabres could be back on their heels. David Quinn pulled the goaltender out of the net. Dell was on the bench. The extra attacker was on, but after a couple of missed plays in the offensive zone, the opportunity knocked for Alex Tuck. Empty net for Tuck. He stick handles. He shoots. He scores. Alex Tuck makes it 6-3 Buffalo. Empty netter. Kesara Sara, 16:37, the time of the third period. Not much you can say about that. Tuck gets his 12th of the season into the empty net. Jeff Skinner and Tage Thompson assisted. Final shots on goal in the game were 38 for Buffalo and 29 for San Jose. Winning goaltender was Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. He ended up with 26 saves. And Aaron Dell, the one-time Sabre, taking a tough loss with 5 goals against. That empty netter doesn't go against his record. Final score, the Sabres 6, the Sharks 3. That's our Sharks Instant Replay feature for tonight. This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.